If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you, and I'm going to veer outside my lane a bit today. Not very far, though. Instead of the business of food, we are going to be talking about the business of the kitchen. And if you are about to spend a bundle of money on remodeling your kitchen, I've got an expert on the phone.
Sarah Leonard, owner of Legacy Properties and the Sarah Leonard Team.
And before you spend a penny,
I always tell people, if you're doing it for yourself, spend whatever amount of money you want. But if you're doing it and keeping in mind resale, then try and keep those things limited.
More from Sarah after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, Sarah Leonard, we're spending our money wisely on a kitchen remodel, and let's begin with cabinets.
Yes, I would say don't over improve the kitchen for things that you don't need. Sometimes people will take down all the cabinets and put in the taller cabinets and do all kinds of things that, you know, will cost them like two or three times as much as doing a simple reface or a simple paint job, which can really accomplish the same goal. Hardware makes a really big difference, so upgrading that.
Got it. Okay, let's move to countertops. If I'm replacing countertops, what's the best way to go?
I'd say the hottest thing over the past decade has been quartz. Quartz is very well received by any and all buyers. Step down from that is granite. They really are quite similar in terms of the function. And then if you want to do a budget-friendly, solid surface option, that would be Corian.
And for people who are lucky enough to have a big kitchen where there's an island, you have some advice there too.
Yep. A lot of homes had islands that have a cooktop or a stove built in. When our clients change that and are able to add the plumbing for the electric or the gas on another outside wall, we've seen that be very, very well received because everybody welcomes additional prep space or eating space or gathering space with their family.
Oh my, look at the time. I'm out of it and we haven't even gotten to appliances and floors and colors and whether you should bake cookies if you're trying to sell your house. All of that tomorrow with Sarah Leonard of Legacy Properties. Yeah, thank you. And we're talking the business of kitchen remodeling again today with our guest expert,
Sarah Leonard, owner of Legacy Properties and the Sarah Leonard Team.
And she told us yesterday that if you are remodeling your kitchen, spend as much as you want if you plan to keep living there. But if you are fluffing it up for resale, don't go crazy. She says for kitchen cabinets, don't replace, paint or reface. And Sarah will talk about appliances right after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Okay, let's talk about the biggest and most used appliance, the refrigerator. And you're telling me the side-by-side, the proud anchor of kitchens for decades, is no more?
No more. People really like the French. And sometimes it's the French with the two drawers down below. So if you are going to splurge, the fridge-freezer combo is definitely the way to go.
Okay. And what about the finish? And please don't tell me that stainless steel, which is a magnet for fingerprints, is still in. They are so hard to keep clean.
That's very, very true. But that's why they've offered these new ones, which is like the gray or the black stainless that's supposed to be smudge-proof.
Okay. And the appliances need to match, right?
Yes, absolutely. As far as the color scheme, as far as the brands, it's not really going to matter one way or another.
And if you're thinking about going with a double oven?
Those are just so expensive, but, you know, it just depends on the buyer. Not everyone has a need for a double oven.
What about lighting?
Lighting, I would say, definitely, if you could do recessed or canned lighting, that's what people would prefer. In an eat-in area, people definitely like to have a chandelier, but in general, if you can squeeze 6, 8, 9 overhead lights, can lights in a ceiling. People just love a really well-lit space in a prep space in a kitchen.
And what about the overall color scheme? Used to be the dark was in, then light was in. Where are we now?
You know, it's funny that you ask that. I would say between 2010 to 2022, it was white. White or the tuxedo, which is like white up top with a black island or white with a navy blue. So now what you're seeing is people are doing the darker woods and they're doing a lighter stone countertop. So you see a lot of like a darker wood cabinet with a white and subtle gray quartz and then a lighter floor to balance out that dark cabinet.
What about a pantry?
Yes, to the pantry. People really, really need a pantry, but new home builders, for the sake of space, aren't putting them in a lot of newer homes. Mm-hmm. And the other thing people are really loving is having a microwave drawer. And they're expensive. Like, the minimum you can find those for is about $1,000. And once you do that, it's hard to go back to having that traditional microwave hanging up top.
What about flooring?
I would say that flooring is a mix between like an LVP, just because they're waterproof, so a luxury vinyl plank, and people still really, really love hardwood. In the newer homes or newer remodels, we're seeing a lot of the luxury vinyl plank.
A word of caution, though, if you're spending all this money to fix up your kitchen to sell your house, well, you may change your mind.
Exactly. It can happen.
Okay, and just enough time for one more question. If a realtor is bringing people in for a walkthrough, should there be the aroma of fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies in the air?
I can't say no. People love it.
Thank you, Sarah Leonard of Legacy Properties.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
On the food calendar, it's National Cereal Day, it's National Crown Roast of Pork Day, National Flapjack Day, and National Tartar Sauce Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.